That's the spirit.
Hey, Peter, how's it going?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. Did you hear me singing just then? Pretty good for a Monday, I reckon. Not bad.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I'm trying to do my tax form, so it's not really good. But there we go.
Crikey. Yes.
Okay. Tax.
Are things coming up, Milhouse, or is it a little bit, need to cook the books a bit?
The thing is, I would quite like to contact the IRD to ask for something to be explained.
Oh, man.
Because they've got a new automated system. But every known system to contact them doesn't work. And the phone cuts you off after 20 seconds. And as for trying to send a message, it blocks you because you have to state what it's about, but there's no way to state what it's about.
There we are. Sounds like it's...
So I think I'll just not pay any tax this year.
Yeah, there you go. And just take that into court. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yes, except that they've already helped themselves to a great deal. So that isn't crutch, but I want to get it back.
Hey, we're all in this
together.
Much
more important things are at stake.
Okay.
A roundabout in Maryland is at stake.
Where is Maryland?
This is serious stuff. Now, you're aware how much America tries to keep church and state, or religion and state, separated.
Okay, we're in America. I was just wondering where Maryland is.
So Maryland, yes, is the state next door to Washington, D.C.
Okay, sweet.
So it's a very prominent place.
Okay.
And this particular roundabout that's the cause of the controversy, there's a lovely photograph of it showing that you can go one direction to go to Washington and another direction to go to Baltimore.
Oh, it's a pivotal roundabout, sounds like.
Clearly. And so there it is. And in the middle of this roundabout is an enormous granite cross.
Nobody on it? Just a cross by itself?
A very, very bare Protestant-looking cross, goodness knows what sort of cross. Okay. But it's extremely massive. It's 40 feet high.
It's not an X marks the cross.
Perhaps that is so. But at the bottom is the...
There's a lot of swear words, apparently.
Let's try it.
Anybody know exactly what Peter's talking about out here? Is this some kind of people getting all uppity about a cross in America?
Yes. I guess it's a massive cross. It's kind of like...
What I don't like is a roundabout that's got anything in it. You need to be able to see on the other side of the roundabout. That's what helps the roundabout sort of be good. Where was I? I was out Waiuku Way and there was a roundabout, and I come up to the roundabout, John, I'm driving my car. You can imagine. Quite cautious.
Mm.
And I'm wanting to see on the other side of the roundabout, see if someone's coming. And you can't, because there's like this massive art sculpture thing in the middle of the roundabout. It's actually like unhelpful. But it would probably piss me off a bit more if it was like a forced religion being sort of rammed in my face at the roundabout and not being able to see past it. I could imagine how that would sort of grind my gears a little bit.
Let's try Peter.
Are you just gonna, if people can probably decipher the tone of the number that you're calling, and then they'll have Peter Liner's number, they can call him in the middle of the night, Peter, I've just had a weird nightmare and I think Jesus did some shit. That'd be weird, actually. Don't let that happen.
Sorry, that was me. That was my ear.
Oh, right.
That's all right.
That means you're nice and warm.
Yes. So I will try and avoid. Are we still on air?
Yes, very much so. Yeah, talked about roundabouts for a little bit and how I don't like the things in the middle of them in general because you can't see on the other side of the roundabout. It's unsafe.
Yes, well, I suppose that would be a problem, but this is... I'm afraid that the last thing on their minds is the sort of thing that would obsess New Zealanders about safety and risk, etc., etc. It is totally about this Christian symbol, because since 1972, the Supreme Court has been very emphatic in the U.S. that the link between church and state must be broken, that there must be a clear separation of functions, and that if anything that the state does serves to aid and abet religion, then it's illegal.
I've just seen the cross, and it is massive. And
yes,
it's on a huge mound as well. It's a large roundabout in general.
It is a very, very large roundabout. And yes, you could well argue that the whole thing is an obstacle anyway, but the the interesting thing is the Supreme Court has just ruled that this does not have to be removed.
Okay.
The American Humanist Association is pretty steadily set on locating religious symbols, and I mean America being pretty religious country is loaded.
Oh, you mean once they're in, they're hard to get removed because it's a bit sticky.
Indeed.
And just quickly, Peter, how would something like this get erected in the first place? Would there be like a little newsletter going out, going, "Hey, everyone, by the way, there's going to be a thing going on. Anybody got a problem?"
Oh, I would think actually the community paid for it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So
because it's a war memorial.
Right.
It's been there since 1919.
Oh, yeah, shit.
And
it's
it was erected by a mother in memory of her son who was lost in World War One.
A mother did that by herself, John. That's what you're telling me.
I'm assuming
now
that the community potentially paid for it. I think you guys are on the right track, but a group of people got together and chipped in and built it.
So what's everyone's problem with it now? I'm confused. It's been there for a long time now, everyone. Come on. What's
so? But in the American logic, anything that strengthens or supports religion or implies a link between church and state ought to be removed.
Ah.
And based upon the test set up in 1972, this is a problem.
Interesting.
So the test is that they established that if there is anything... Sorry, I'll just turn that one off. That if there is any way in which this implies an ongoing link between church and state, it can't be allowed. So it asks, has the government or agency a secular purpose for the religious symbol? It requires that it doesn't advance or inhibit religion, and it doesn't entangle the government with religion. And on the face of it, this does entangle. You know, it seems to hit the entanglement test.
What I'm curious about is how come this has hit the news now? Somebody just been flipping through the old laws and whatnot and found a little paragraph and gone, oh, shit, that's not right.
Yes, but we don't operate in a constitutional basis. Our laws are not in a hierarchy where, you know, some are higher than others. And in New Zealand, therefore, there is no strict or tidy separation of church and state. There is a general feeling that religion should not be supported by the state. But where that happens, you can't call the Constitution and say that's illegal.
Okay.
So in this case, you know, on the face of it should have been pulled down. But what the Supreme Court decided to do was to apply a higher test. And it said, well, in the end, it is a war memorial, and if we pull it down, we destroy the memorial to these people who at the time, that was the way in which they remembered the war. And so using, I would say, extremely reasonable logic, they reached a conclusion that is really, for the Americans, quite surprising.
Right. Doesn't that fall in the same category as like some grunty old sergeant that did heaps of bad shit, but there's a statue of him, and that happens quite a lot.
Oh, of course. And I mean, again, if you think of New Zealand, I mean, many, many times in our war records, there's a whole interesting issue of the kind of war memorials we have. It is interesting. New Zealand, there was a lot of erection of obelisks during the war, which aren't obviously religious symbols, and maybe deliberately because of the tension between Catholics and Protestants.
Isn't an obelisk just a huge stone?
An obelisk was an ancient Egyptian symbol.
Okay.
And the first obelisk was put on the River Thames to commemorate war. But that's not to say there aren't crosses around. For example, outside Christchurch Cathedral is the Civic War Memorial of Christchurch, and that one is a similar sized cross, actually.
Out of it.
And so for New Zealand, nobody would ever think, I suspect, of proposing that it be torn down. Though, of course, our whole community is going through our let's tear things down if they commemorate the wrong side of the wrong way of thinking about, for example, the land wars.
But I think there is definitely some merit in saying that's how the people remember them at the time, and we can be big enough to recognize that and move on and have that thing there. You know, I think it's something
it makes for a much simpler and approach to life, I'd have to say.
Is anyone out there crossing their heart and hoping to die these days?
Yes. Well, there's a lot of Americans who are very concerned about this decision.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, no, you know, but freedom in that.
You can't understand
freedom
America,
in that.
Obviously, the secular side of things, or just people people from opposing religions?
Well, yes. I mean, actually from...
you mix the war up in there, though, and then people get all patriotic about it, and it gets a bit messy there.
Well, Americans are deeply patriotic, firstly.
That's
and secondly,
that's a problem.
They quite like symbols. Well, you know, compared to New Zealanders, actually Americans have a deep affection for symbolic buildings.
Okay, I thought you meant more like the Nike swoosh and stuff like that.
Well, there's probably lots of ways that could be applied, I agree. But it's an odd thing about American society.
Totally.
And so they get caught in this business of, one of the things they want to make sure is that those symbols are not polluted.
What does it mean? Yeah.
I guess there's a bit of discussion around this cross on public land and the local council or local government having to maintain it, and whose money is going toward maintaining a Christian symbol?
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's money, John.
Yes. I mean, it doesn't look like there's a lot of money going to come from, say, planting vegetables around it or anything like that. So it doesn't seem naturally able to sustain itself without a bit of work from the council. Mm. Mind you, it'll be probably even more expensive to remove.
This must make people a bit more apprehensive about chucking crosses up willy-nilly around the place, surely.
Oh, I think there would be no way the crosses could be permitted in America since 1970.
That's out of it, eh?
People are just excruciatingly careful about religious symbols that might cause offence.
Maybe fair enough. Thanks, Peter.
Fascinating talk. Okay.
Cheers, mate.
Catch you next week.
See you. Bye-bye.